guys, Pete here,
and Neil,
and Brian,
and tonight, professionals, like we said before.
Don't worry, we'll edit it out.
We peaked. We'll fix it in post. It is a special night. This is a special episode of Dad's Movie Night, where one of the dads, Neil, has brought his child, his spawn, his offspring, the fruit of said loins.
I was just going to say fruit of the loins.
Yes.
Yeah, read my mind.
Hugo is with us tonight.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, okay. The voice of an angel.
Nor. How's life in the fast lane? Mr. Peterson beats me. Woody can't even find the on-ramp. Get me a beer. Feels like... anyway, so we're going to... in celebration of the John Wick 4 movie coming out this week, we decided to go and watch a movie from Hugo's youth.
When he was... I mean, he's a legend. So...
Like, but we remember it when you were two, so you don't have to.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we're going to rewatch the original John Wick tonight. And I'm not sure how the questions are going to get answered, because obviously you're going to, whether or not we're allowing you to watch this, when we have our children watch it, well, tonight's the
night. They're making the fourth one. Like, the fourth one is out, so they've made sequels. And, I mean, I go to bed to John Wick, so... I mean, if you're not a fan of John Wick,
I'm already going to go out on a limb and say this movie should not be rebooted. It's almost brilliantly perfect. The first one. I absolutely love this movie.
I celebrate the entire series.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully Hugo will as well. But I'm really interested to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, that's what do you know
of John Wick?
I know it's Keanu Reeves. He's pretty badass. And his dog gets killed, and it sparks the series.
Yeah.
The end.
That's the elevator pitch.
That is the elevator pitch. It is not Johnny Mnemonic Keanu Reeves, though. Although he is very quiet and stoic.
Wait, how many times has his character been named John
and also,
or Jack?
Johnny Mnemonic was not very stoic or quiet. He had
wooden. Sorry, I take that back.
Well, that's Keanu. Well, yeah, what role? I guess he's closer to Neo?
In this one?
Well, in John Wick, is John... Like, what Keanu Reeves role is similar to his John Rick role? Rick role.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna break you down. Sing it, Hugo. Turn around and deserve
I deserve this.
You do.
I deserved it.
Never gonna make you cry.
So,
never gonna say goodbye. Sorry.
Okay. I know.
I'm done.
Okay. of his prior roles, which one is most like John Wick? I mean, John Wick is pretty iconic. It's his best role. It's somehow he's found his niche. But what other roles? Hugo, have you seen any Keanu Reeves movies before?
I know that he was in Cyberpunk.
That was a game, though.
Yeah.
A video game.
He played Silverhand.
I think I really only know him from Cyberpunk.
All right, so you get to start your Keanu Reeves journey with John Wick. It's right, setting the bar high.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen The Matrix yet?
No.
Mm-mm.
Failure.
I know. Hey, man, we haven't had that much time for movies. He's only 10.
I'll be 11 in, like, weeks.
That's true.
Weeks.
Like,
I expect
three,
more from you, Neil.
I'm trying to make up for time here. Well, so this, I think this falls...
Cats
on the same line as like Speed. I mean, Speed Keanu.
Speed Keanu.
Oh, Speed Keanu.
Is in line with John Rick Roll Keanu. Very far away from Bill and Ted Keanu.
I feel like
Bill
you might be on something.
Bill and Ted Keanu. You ever heard of Bill and Ted's Adventure?
No.
Excellent Adventure.
I feel like either... I think like Speed Keanu is sort of the Rick Roll of John Wick. Like, you bought John Wick and you got... Speed Keanu.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking it all in right now, and it almost sounded like you wanted to say Bruce Willis in there, which was really weird for me.
John Wick from Wish.com.
The AliExpress.
And instead, you get Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, man. The movie's not good.
No, it
isn't. So, yeah. So, Hugo, you did a great job of a synopsis.
I would actually say...
What are you looking forward to in this movie?
John Wick being badass.
Okay.
Prepare to have your wishes granted.
And to have something to compare it to, or just what do you think, what movie have you seen that you think will prepare you for this movie? Like, what's the closest John Wick movie you've seen so far?
Oh, yeah. Like, badass kung fu fight scene stuff.
Oh, I don't think I've seen any, like, kung fu...
Well, we don't want, like, overdubbed 1980s and 70s stuff, but, like...
Yeah.
Live action...
There's some scenes...
Fisticuffs.
He's digging.
There's some scenes in, like, Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
I feel like will kind of be, like...
Did you see Shang-Chi?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the bus scene in Shang-Chi.
Oh,
yes.
Now,
yes.
Imagine a whole movie like that.
Oh, okay. I am prepared.
Yeah, no,
I'd also like to point out
that his like touchstone is Marvel's PG-13 Shang-Chi. So like
I want to say it's a lot like Ronin 47. Oh wait, he wouldn't have not seen that. I think that's the Keanu we're most like in this.
I didn't see that one.
It's basically Samurai John Wick.
I kind of figured it's been showing up on HBO.
It's definitely worth an hour and a half of whether you regret it or not. Is you know, it's a Johnny mnemonic. I still can't pronounce that word.
That's okay. At least you were Rickrolled. All right. Well, I might add that to this. But all right, I think Hugo's got.
I'm excited.
He's going to be excited.
So
this is going to be
when good. You're watching this. I want you to try and ask yourself: this movie was made in 2014. Does it hold up? It was 9 years ago. Do you think this movie is just as good now? Are you gonna? You know, we're gonna gauge your response of that was awesome, or you're going, yeah, it was all right, whatever. Do you think it should be rebooted? Right, remade or recycled or removed from the universe, if it was that bad.
Yeah.
And do you think this was an appropriate age for you to be watching this movie?
When should Leo watch it?
When should Leo watch it? Okay.
Yeah.
Or, and obviously, Cora would be like next week.
Cora's already seen it. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
That's a good point, because we might be making a mistake here and are scarring his very fragile mind.
I was 6 the first time I saw Alien.
I was 2 when I saw Terminator.
Messed me up. The whole like end of Alien when she's alone and she's got the flamethrower like trying to get to the escape pod, and there's the alien xenomorph that's like right next to her, and she's like that freaked me out.
Terminator rising from the ashes, and everyone agrees that we are pretty fucked up people, Pete.
We're not normal.
No.
Welcome to the club, Hugo.
I'm so excited for this.
Something that was kind of like that had happened to me is I was on, I don't know, like Prime Video. I was like 7. And I got an ad for a new Resident Evil game.
Oh, yeah.
That could have gone a different direction. Yeah, Resident Evil, that's something. Okay.
Yeah, go on. I'm listening.
That freaked me out when I was little.
Okay.
I can see that. I remember the first time I played the original Resident Evil game on an old-fashioned PlayStation back when it was chiseled on rock.
Yeah.
Everything was pixelated.
Yes, it was all silhouette on a screen in the back room.
All the talkies.
Mm-hmm. There was the very first scene of this video game. You walk into this old house, you find a key in the room to the left, and then you go up the stairs and then to a door, to a hallway on the right. And as soon as you walk through that doorway, the dog that jumps through the window jumps. Everyone got a jump scare. It was awesome. And I hate jump scares.
Yes.
But this is not a scary movie.
No.
We're going to be fine. This is fine.
It's fine. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Well, let's go.
I just swore in front of your son. I usually do.
Yeah, anyways. We play on Fortnite.
We play Fortnite.
With you two, Duo's comms is... I'm used to it at this point.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Like, I swear like a sailor. As we just mentioned, I am a messed up individual. Let's go. But we should get going. Like, we got to get you hopped up full of sugar so that you can stay up late enough to make it through this movie.
Friday. Chris Pratt, so he took his son fishing, and he said that you could have a potty mouth when you went fishing, and his son went on like a full rant of swears the whole time they went fishing.
Yeah, that was my mom. When she picked us up from paintballing, she could hear us dropping F-bombs through the woods until we got inside of the car, and then it suddenly stopped, and it cracked her up. Oh, hello, mother. Lovely day to see you. Yep, I heard you saying all those things up there. You fucking heard us? Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's go do this. So we're going to pause the podcast, and we will be back right after we watch John Wick. So hold on to your hats, and hopefully you'll find a dog.
I'm very excited.
Don't get attached to that dog.
Don't get attached to the dog.
Oh, no. I know what happens.
Well, you think you know.
You think you do, Mama. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We'll be right back.
And we wicked it.
We did all the wicking.
We survived. We were only one other guy survived tonight, and that was John Wick.
I feel fortunate. Actually, no, Francis lived. He took the night off.
He took the night off.
That's right.
He lost 60 kilos or 60 pounds.
Good old Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Winston, there were some survivors.
We're in good company.
This goes to what you were saying earlier during the movie, is that the story is a great standalone, right? Start to finish, it's great. And you were saying how you can see how they would want, like, if the movie did well, they would want to maybe explore the universe more.
Right.
And a lot of these characters that are in the universe, you're like, huh, interesting. I wonder why Winston decided to get four people together and kill Miss Perkins.
Well, he says, though, she broke continental rules, mm-hmm. and by her own hand, her membership was revoked.
Right.
So there's.
But I didn't know that, like, if you lose your membership, you die.
Oh, yes. That's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, and that's what. One of the things I love most about this entire series is not just the interesting character of John Wick, but this whole underworld. An underworld that is so above our laws and standards. They have their own coins, they have their own rules, they have their own laws, to the point where the police will show up and politely ask, hey, are you working tonight?
Okay. You like, hey, Jimmy, business or just cleaning a few things up?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Please don't kill me. And I'm going to leave now. And that's the county sheriff.
Right. And that's and of this world that is above our world, so to speak, John Wick is such a legend that his name invokes this sheer terror and understanding and clarity that I've never seen an action movie that has that, where the action hero is hyped up and then lives up to it.
Yeah, it's like that moment when John Leguizamo is like, where did you get that fucking car? Get out of here. That's John Wick's car, and I want nothing to do with this. you just see it on his face. And then the biggie bad guy calls him up and says, you struck my son. Yeah, he stole John Wick's car and killed his dog.
Oh. Yeah. Best O ever uttered on film.
Let me see your O face. Oh.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. This was like the cool version of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And we get to see it all, and it's so many great big characters.
It's like the Stonecutters, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It was, and like you're saying, when your membership is revoked, it means you get shot four times in the head. Like, this is speak softly and carry a big stick.
And no one's stick is bigger than John Wick.
Well, John's got the big one, yeah.
You know, when you watch, it's because, if you think about it, John Wick, badass, but he's retired. Like, so he's rusty. Rusty.
By his own admission.
But when he's in the Continental, he is drinking, bandaged, taking medicine, relax, because it is the one place that he knows I'm safe.
There are rules here.
That although society rules don't apply, these rules do. And Perkins. That bitch.
Shouldn't have done that, Perkins.
I do feel terrible. We are jumping deep into it, because of course we are.
Why not? There's no format tonight.
We're excited.
We should have Hugo have his opportunity to do a two-sentence synopsis.
Ooh. That's right, the guest of honor. As we do, we start off this back end of the podcast with a two-sentence synopsis. So I'm going to let you kick
today,
it off.
Junior.
Hey. It's all right. He just learned what the questions were this year.
Yeah. And so I have 14 gummy bears stuck in my tooth. Yeah, that's true. Excuse me.
So in two sentences, Hugo, can you sum up this film? No pressure.
No pressure, but we'll put you on the spot.
Do not mess with John Wick. Everything has a price.
Yay!
How do you follow that?
Well, we all have to do it.
We don't have to. It's our podcast.
I actually had one in mind, and I just forgot it after listening to Hugo's. What was I going to say?
Dollar,
if the
bills,
ASPCA
y'all?
Had a hero, it's John Wick.
Right? One sentence synopsis.
The crime rate in New York dropped by 82% in one night.
Yeah. Although all the blackmail and every dirty politician, like, those guys now have freedom once again.
Oh, yeah. Like, all of the notes and the blackmail, all of the leverage he had in the city went up. Because when he dumped out all of the content, you could see there were, like, ledgers and notebooks.
And CDs.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are called compact discs. They were how we held information and listened to music.
They also had mimeographs.
512 megabytes, believe it or not.
Why, you could almost watch a movie on
that. You could put almost 20 songs on a CD.
Do you guys want to do two sentences? Are we good?
I think Hugo
nailed it, and I don't really want to follow it up. The only thing I would start with would just be,
in a world. That's Pete's catchphrase.
It's not mine.
I thought you invented that.
Really? No, I did not do voiceover for Miramax in the late 80s. I'm sorry, that was not me.
So, yeah, Hugo, what did you think? Was this as good as you had hoped it would be?
There was a lot of hype and build up for it. We were really talking it up.
It was better.
Whoa, that's high praise. It was better.
Better?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I expected awesome, like, fight scenes. This was more than awesome.
Yeah, because the fights weren't fair.
You're saying this movie slaps? Is that what kids say?
What's the lingo with them kids these days?
I don't even know.
We don't either. We actually don't know.
Most of our listeners wouldn't either. You guys made up something.
Right on.
You could say this movie lasered the teasy. And everyone would be like, yeah, no, that's...
It's all raspberries and Gargamel. And we would be like, sure, that's cool.
It's all Diablo 4.
Ooh, that beta's open, by the way.
Yeah, the beta. Yeah. But isn't it huge? It's like a 70-some-odd gig.
That's something.
Anyways, we digress.
This episode of Dad's Movie Night brought to you by Diablo 4.
And Macaulay Culkin.
Dungeon dive with your friends. Not Macaulay Culkin. He's no one's friend. That's right, Macaulay. It's back on!
Oh!
That slaps.
I think we've overused slap.
Twice. Too many times.
Twice if you're over 40, man.
I'm going to put you back out that way, guys.
I turned left too quickly.
So
keep going, Hugo. Let's
who was your so obviously John Wick was awesome. Did you have any other characters that you're interested with, or like some scene that really stuck out?
I just liked I don't remember his name, but Green Goblin.
Oh, Willem Dafoe's his friend.
Yeah, he saved him.
Marcus.
I thought he was a good character.
And yeah, like he was pretty hardcore, like, in the end. Like, he's getting tortured and beat up, and he decides to go out his way.
Yeah. I do remember watching the movie at the first time thinking, okay, consider it done. So he's a professional. He worked with Wick, and it is just a job. They know the rules are that you might be called to kill one another at one point, and he accepts the bounty even after he went to his wife's funeral. And at some point, I was sitting there going, wait a minute, he shot the pillow instead to alert Wick that Perkins was in the room because he actually wanted to kill him himself. Like, I'm actually thinking that there was like a double cross going on the whole time, that he was like, he killed the guys in the church so that like they were going to kill him so that he could get the kill. And I was never quite sure that like it was going to be, oh, he actually was his friend, you know?
Yeah, like,
because it did seem like it wasn't, you know,
he could have gone either way.
Yeah, it could have gone either way.
And I think we don't know. Like, there was clearly, like, there's professional courtesy, there's respect, but then, you know, there's business.
Well, yeah, and you look at what the profession is.
Yeah. Well, they made him seem like he could have been the bad guy from the funeral scene.
I've always thought that Willem Dafoe is just he's such a great bad guy.
Yes, he is.
He's just, you know, even in the times that he's like a good guy, like in Platoon when he was Sergeant Elias.
Yeah.
He still kind of felt like a little weird.
Well,
he's a weird dude.
It is interesting too that why was Willem Dafoe up on the roof spying in a John? Like, you know, did he suspect that somebody might break the rules of the Continental? Like, was that just lucky that he happened to be?
Well, he did ask. He's like, is this?
He said, is this closed or
is it closed or open? Yeah.
And he said open.
Yeah. And he wasn't worried about the money. He was like, oh crap, someone else is going to kill him. I can't just take the contract and, you know, like sandbag these guys forever.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could very well be that the whole time he was going to, and the way that they talked, it felt as though like he was on John's side, that he wasn't going to, you know, help him. It wasn't like he was going to, you know, battle beside him, but he would, you know, help clear out some of the obstacles. But I think it was very fortuitous that he just had an urge to watch John sleep.
Yeah, he did.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
But it could, like, I after seeing this multiple times, I chalk that up to him knowing that John is retired, that the stakes are very high, and he may just be doing like a little, like,
guardian angel?
Covering the corners really that just John wasn't able to cover or wouldn't think to cover because he's so rusty.
Well, yeah, and John said it himself, he's rusty, and Defoe's character Marcus really did act as the guardian angel, you know, just looking in from above. You know, it's basically like Dave.
Well, it's true,
sniper surplus.
He could have shot Perkins, but then he technically would have been conducting business
on the ground.
So he, and then he, instead he, you know, tip the angle a little bit.
Yeah.
And notice, and John didn't kill Perkins, even though she was trying to kill him. So he still obeyed the rules.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Professional courtesy. Goes a long way. Well, you have nothing but your reputation.
You do, as you see in the other movies, you do get more of John, like showing that John is known for his professionalism, his honor, and his, you know, code. And a lot of people respect him for that.
Well, while we're
murder him, but respect him.
When the movie started, I was asking you, is this an original IP or is this a remake? Because it almost feels like this could have been a samurai movie.
I was
thinking that they just Americanized.
Yeah, that it was like some sort of Bushido code, samurai code of, you know, practice to perfection, everything.
Yeah, it's one of those Seven Samurai to Magnificent Seven things. You're like, is that what we've got going on here?
It's very,
it's Ronin 47.
It's a little bit
little Ronin.
I see some juxtaposition with Lone Wolf and Cub, where that's a whole story about an unstoppable swordsman, you know, who was the right-hand man, like the executioner.
Afro Samurai?
Of the, I don't know Afro Samurai, I know of it. Who then gets betrayed by a warlord and goes on a whole road of redemption and assassination to get his revenge. So this is very like that style, but no, it's as far as I know, it's all on its own. I don't know.
Yeah,
this was so much fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I really had such a great time doing this
tonight. I never get tired of watching John Wick.
No.
Oh, so Hugo, here's the question that I wanted to ask you that occurred to me while we were watching it. Is that in some warlike cultures, they say that revenge is a dish best served cold. I would say John Wick might not agree with that. Yeah. Do you think revenge is best served cold or red hot, like this movie?
Burning in an indestructible flame forever.
I really don't know.
Well, you know what they say about revenge? You should dig two graves.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And you know what to say about revenge being a dish best served cold?
I know about it.
He's very cold in space, Captain Kirk.
I was also going to ask if you had a favorite kill, and I think maybe when he kills Joseph, like, we were all like, oh, that's so awesome. But the movie is just set pieces. So I was thinking, like, what's my favorite set piece? You know, it had, like, the helicopter scene at the end. It had the club scene.
The helicopter scene was really
good. Actually like the very first when the hit goes out and they invaded his home.
Yeah.
That set piece from when he was, when... all the headshots. But the scene actually starts with him walking down to the basement while the dad is telling the son who the boogeyman is.
Yeah, and I was just thinking that.
And that's the start of the framing. He's walking down the stairs with the sledgehammer, and as he says, he's a man of focus, and he's hitting the concrete where he's buried his past. He's literally buried his past under concrete. And what he has to break through to become John Wick again, in the moment of them about to invade his house, and like he uncovers his past, he takes out the coins, he takes out his guns, he knows they're coming for him, and he just goes, whoop-pop, pop, 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 headshot, 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 headshot. Then the cops show up. Hey, John, you working again? No, not really. Thanks for stopping by, Jimmy. No problem. Please don't kill me. I'm going to run away. That was my favorite set piece there. It was just the first one. The others were all awesome, but they were all building. This was just... Right. It started as a crescendo. It was a crescendo of vengeance, but for me, the spark of the flame, that vengeance being white hot, red hot, was that moment there where he had to break through and uncover his buried past of who he was, to kind of, that was to me the crossing of the threshold into the actual hero's journey now. But this isn't really, this is an anti-hero journey, wouldn't it be?
Maybe
he's not
so.
A good person. He was redeemed to be through love, well, but he's still not. It was still just a fucking dog, guys.
I don't want to say he's an anti-hero. I don't think he's a bad person. He's definitely not a bad guy.
He's done very bad things, but he has a code. So he's like lawful evil.
There's a scene where one of the Russian guys grabs a serving girl and uses her as a shield. And immediately, John puts away the gun and moves in closer. Because he doesn't kill anybody other than those he's hunting or getting his way.
Right.
So I think he is, in fact, a very good character who has done bad things in the past, but all, through this particular lens.
I would say, for me, the other movie that's exactly like that is Unforgiven. Where he's sort of gone through this redemption arc, and then it's when the arc is over, that's where the movie starts.
I like Man on Fire, Denzel Washington.
That's a good one too.
It's been done many times.
Yeah, it's not a not.
Was
it's
it
not
Michael Douglas falling down?
No. Prequel.
Prequel. How did I get here?
Everyone has a bad day.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm just still on cloud nine. I'm really happy that... So we need to actually ask you another question. Do you think this movie could work with different actors or as a reboot?
Well, see, I feel like that's super hard because this...
It's
not...
hard. No. And it's just a yes-no. There's no judgment here.
You can give it a try, but...
You can try, but I have my opinions.
I think Keanu Reeves... I feel like... If you could have changed it to, if you changed it to, a Marvel actor...
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
Woof. Would not go see that movie.
Yeah, I would... if it was Chris Pratt and I was asked to come over here and watch it, I would stay home.
This movie is not being brought to you by Chris Pratt. Apparently, on this podcast, we'd hit two people, Chris Pratt and Macaulay Culkin.
Whoa. We don't have the clout to take on Pratt. All right.
Oh, no.
We know our lane, man.
Stay in your lane. All right. That was the correct answer, by the way. You can't. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I'd have a hard time recasting any of the characters.
Yeah, it's just, it's too fresh.
There's only really
and,
five.
No. But what I think is a good question to ask, and we brought this up earlier, is, Hugo, now that you've seen it, when do you think your siblings should see this? Do you think that they should see it when they're around your age?
I mean, Leo is a very soft person.
Shots fired.
I can't wait to have him listen to this podcast.
Oh,
episode.
No.
Go on.
He's a delicate flower.
I think he would find the dog dying very disturbing, and he would not like the movie from there on.
That's better.
Or maybe he would like the movie all the more for it, because he would think, this is scorched earth.
Yeah, or he might really like the redemption arc.
Well, one of the things that I always thought was interesting is that, you know, they talk about in the movie, and in the previews you knew that they kill his dog. Like, that was the whole thing, like, that it's about a dog. But I remember listening, I'm like, oh, well, because everybody knows, like, oh, they killed my family, like Punisher. Like, what movie is a lot like this is actually the Punisher movie with Thomas Jane.
Oh, jeez.
This is very similar to this, where, like, yes, they killed his family, and then he just murders everyone. But then that was like, oh, okay, like, cool. And that lacks the depth of this because, and I remember thinking that, like, Punisher did it where, like, they killed his wife and kids. How could a dog possibly trigger, like, that same emotion, or, like, allow me to be like, and now we're doing this, and this movie does that.
Weird, like, 2 days after she dies, a knock on the door, knock, 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 sign for this dog. There's a card attached. It's from his dead wife.
It's from her.
Yeah. And she says, you've got to learn to love after me. Here's my last parting gift of love to you to be delivered after my death. Just, it blows me up. Blows me up.
The
dog was so cute.
Of course, you couldn't get like an Uggo dog. Wasn't some like rat chihuahua, you know, with missing one eye, like covered in pus.
Honestly, if it was a chihuahua, I would have shot the dog myself.
Yeah, my daughter wants a chihuahua.
Shih Tzu.
So.
That would have been a short movie. Are you Mr. John Wick? No. No, I'm not.
Oh my god, that would have been hilarious. Actually, imagine it was like a Saint Bernard. Like, what are you?
Beethoven 5.
Turner and Hooch. Oh, that was a bulldog.
That was not a great movie.
All right,
if
well.
If it was like a pit bull, it wouldn't die.
Well, he gets a pit bull at the end.
Yeah, he does.
It was a pit bull, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Or a boxer
but
or something.
Like,
or a
if he was dog. Gifted a pit bull, that pit bull would have fought back.
No, depending, puppies,
depending on how they're brought up.
Puppy's a puppy.
Puppy's a puppy.
Yeah.
All right.
That pretty much wraps it up. Thanks for joining us, Hugo. I appreciate
it. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, that was a lot of
fun. Was a lot of swearing. I was like sitting there going...
And not from us.
I'm pretty sure that if my son asked to watch this movie next year upon reaching your age, I would be denied that request from management.
Yeah. I feel
Has
mom seen?
Has she seen John Wick? Probably not.
Probably not.
Oh, that's how I got the clear.
No. You got the clear because I said you had the clear.
That is not true.
I'm so sorry. It's been nice knowing all of you.
Why don't you just whisper?
I've had a good run.
Whisper some sweet nothings right close to the microphone right now.
I'll fold all
your
the
membership to the Continental by thine own hand has been revoked. Neil's staying at my house.
You know what's really, really, really funny is we're all laughing, and Neil's a little worried.
Yeah, and we're laughing because it ain't us. Well, hope you enjoyed, Hugo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I look civilized?
Oh.
I think I'm back.
Oh yeah, that was great. Oh my god. That was the Keanu, the rage that you want to see. Definitely
was
missing in Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. We're going to cut this one a little short tonight. Perfect timing, guys. Let's do this again.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Hugo. Hugo.
Yep, thanks again, Hugo. That was fun.
All right, now we got to do the theme song.
Oh, yeah. You remember it?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Movie.